Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the prison ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha, no, everyone. Thank you once again for tuning into Free Inside Ministry. And this is our prison ministry. We reach out to the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated.
Hallelujah.
We're so blessed. Well, as you can tell, we've got some people here in the studio tonight. And if it's Wednesday, you know that we have... Yes. Pastor Keith Ryder.
The Pastor Keith Ryder.
From the Light of Promise Church all the way from Kahulu. Came all the way over the hill. And fought the traffic to be with us here this evening. Thank you once again so much, Pastor Keith, for being here.
Glad to be here.
Another powerful word this evening, I am sure. You know, we just want to give a shout out, if we could, to Mark and Mary Benson over at Honolulu Ford.
Yes, thank you, Honolulu Ford.
And also Danny Asau and his team for making this dream, this vision, a reality. Without your faith, without your prayers and your support, we wouldn't be here 2 years strong, going into our third year. We're so blessed.
Lord.
And we thank you on behalf of the thousands of lives that have changed because of this program, not because of anything that we do, but because of everything that God does through us.
Blessed be your name.
And we just lift the name of Jesus, you know.
Amen.
And we just reach out to all those facilities, our brothers and sisters that are there in Waiava, in Halava, FDC, OCCC, WCCC, and even over in Saguaro, Arizona. Looking forward to being there next week for a quick time of ministry. Just Lynn and myself, I'm being the romantic. I'm taking my wife on a trip. We're getting on a plane and we're going to prison. We're going to go break in so we can break out.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Going to look forward. And what a better example of our Father's love than to be with those that cannot be with those they love. You know, that's our choice, and we're just excited to do that. We wanted to open up tonight in a song, Because He Lives, by Matt Mayer. And that's going to go right into our program tonight with Pastor Keith. Because He Lives.
Because He Lives.
I believe in the sun. I believe in the risen one. I believe I overcome by the power of His blood. Amen.
Join the world and never end.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Because Hallelujah. He lives, because he lives.
Amen, amen.
And it's so wonderful to come together, iron sharpening iron, just sharing the word of God together, heart to heart. And our prayer and our wish for those of you that are on the other side of the fence, you surround yourself with brothers and sisters that are of godly counsel, that you can pray together, you can study the word of God together. You can lift each other up when you're in times of stress, when you're in times of when you're feeling down and you just need a helping hand, where a brother or sister can lift you up in prayer. And the one thing that, my brothers and sisters, you can do every day, all day, is pray for your families. There's power in prayer. And there's power in the name of Jesus.
In the name Hallelujah. Of Jesus.
You know, and because he lives, and we bring the living word of God, because he is the living Savior. Pastor Keith, thank you so much again.
Hallelujah. It's nice to be here again.
Amen,
It
Pastor.
Seems like it was just a short time. I was just here.
He was.
But then you went, veer off to Hana. And then you came back.
Sure,
you boomerang around Hana and came back.
Hallelujah.
And a big hello. Big hello to all our family out in Hana. Big Ohana in Hana. Hana, we're going to be there in May.
Yes, we're going to be there in May. I thought we'd look at the book of Acts chapter 5, beginning from the 17th verse. And we're going to take the reading from 34. But let me just set up the reading.
Amen.
What we take from 34. What Acts chapter
Wonderful
5.
Wonderful story.
Verse beginning in verse 17 speaks about when the apostles were arrested.
Amen.
And they were arrested. They were put in a common prison.
Mm-hmm.
And that night, the angel of the Lord appeared to them and
Feed
let
them
out. And the next day, they were found back in the temple preaching again in the name of Jesus.
Because the angel said to go.
Yeah,
preach.
To go and preach in the
out
temple
there.
Again. And
Amen.
So they were released. They went back out and they began preaching out there in the temple again. And these people went to look for them because they were going to punish
them.
They
weren't there when they
But they weren't
up.
There. And then they find them out there
preaching in, the
in the temple. And in verse 28 says, did not we straightway command you that you should not teach in his name, the name of Jesus? Oh, and look at this. And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine.
Mm. Praise the
Lord. I wish
Lord.
We could fill the state with the doctrine of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. We live for that day.
With the island.
Man, what an awesome thing. So anyway, they're caught, and now they're going to be tossed back into prison. Mm. And so, there's a battle that goes on, and there's many things they said. And then in verse 29, then Peter and the other apostle answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. Another interesting point.
We must obey God rather than human beings.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And in then, the Jesus book, it says, we got to do what God says, not do what the people say. Hallelujah.
Don't you love the apostles?
And so they got these apostles again, and they're thinking bodily harm.
What they're going to do to them,
what
right?
they're going to do to them.
Amen.
And then all of a sudden, in verse 32, and we are his witnesses, so the apostles are saying, we are his witnesses of the things, and so is also the Holy Ghost from God, whom God had given to them that obey him.
Amen.
Now, it's right in their face because evidently the leadership is not obeying him,
mm-hmm.
but the disciples are.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Bible says, and when they heard that, they were cut to the heart and took counsel to slay them. So now
they made
a decision. They're going
to
kill him.
Yeah.
And then this is where we come in our reading with verse 34, from verse 34.
And then it says, but a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, who was honored by all the people, stood up in the Sanhedrin and ordered that the men be put outside for a little while. Then he addressed the Sanhedrin, men of Israel, consider carefully what you intend to do with these men. Some time ago, Theudas, is that how you say that, Pastor?
Yeah.
Theudas appeared, claiming to be somebody, and about 400 men rallied to him. He was killed. All his followers were dispersed, and it all came to nothing. After him, Judas the Galilean appeared in the days of the census and led a band of people in revolt. He too was killed, and all his followers were scattered. Therefore, in the present case, I advise you, leave these men alone. Let them go. For if their purpose or activity is of human origin, it will fail. But if it is from God, you will not be able to stop these men. You will only find yourself fighting against God.
In the Jesus book, it says, but one guy named Gamaliel went stand up in front of the main leaders for talk. He went Pharisee guy to teach God's rules, and all the people had plenty respect for him. He went tell them to take the guys outside. Then he said, hey, brother Israel guys, we better think real good about what we're going to do to these guys. Because remember, one time, had one guy named Teras. He even talked big about himself. He had about 400 guys went stick with him. But then some guys went kill him. And all these guys went run away. And the whole thing went pow. Later, when the leaders make the people sign up, had this other guy named Judas from Galilee that went go show up. He leads some guys away, too. And they went make them big beef. But they went kill him, too. And all these guys went run away.
Oh.
So for these guys, I tell you what for do. Leave them alone. Let them go. Because if what they do only come from people, gone pow. But if the thing come from God, you know, can stop them. You only gonna make one big beef against God.
And let's finish up with 42. His speech persuaded them. They called the apostles in and had them flogged. Then they ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. Are they nuts? And then it says the apostles left, rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name. Day after day in the temple courts and from house to house, they never stopped teaching and proclaiming the good news that Jesus is the Messiah.
Awesome story.
And in the Jesus book, he says, the leader guys went like what Gamaliel said. They went tell the Jesus guys for come inside. Then they go tell the police guys for go bust them up real good. Then they went tell the Jesus guys one more time, they better not talk about the guy Jesus no more or use his name for do stuff. They went let him go. The Jesus guy went go away from where the main leaders stay, and they would stay real good inside because God figured they stay good enough for suffer shame because they Jesus guys. Every day, they never pout, teach and tell everybody inside the temple yard and inside all the houses the good stuff about how Jesus, he the special guy God went send.
Ooh.
So the whole idea behind this message tonight is the point of fighting against God. So they were warned by Gamaliel, who was one of the Pharisees. In fact, he was Paul's, the apostle's teacher, Gamaliel.
Oh, really?
And he had warned them not to do anything in haste.
Respected by the people.
Think about what you're doing, because there are other events that had happened with other people, and they amounted up to nothing, because when they died, their followers all left.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, if it be of God, you cannot fight against God. You can find yourself fighting against God. And I thought that was interesting because I'm trying to relate that to our everyday day walk with God, especially for our brothers who are incarcerated.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
You know, do we understand those times when God is speaking to our hearts and God is wanting us to do something, but yet we're not, you know, we don't take heed to do that.
We don't pay
it's
attention.
At times like that, or else you have ought against somebody else. But you know that God is already in the work, working out the person,
working out
that believer,
situation.
You know. And there's something going on, and God is doing the work, but yet we continue to move against that person. Then you got to be careful, because you may be fighting against what God is trying to accomplish.
Right. Then, in essence, you're fighting with God.
Exactly. And so I thought we would talk on this subject matter concerning. The idea of when we don't know what we're doing, chances are we may be fighting against God.
If we don't know what we're doing, don't move forward.
Pray.
Well, it's kind of like when you get lost, right? If you know you're lost and you keep driving, what are you doing? Getting more lost. You know, sometimes you just got to stop the car and pull on the side and go, okay, where are we at?
Where are we?
That's a male thing. That's a male thing. No, I'm not lost. We're just disoriented.
Yeah. You know, so I was thinking about this message I did up there in Hana on Sunday. It was titled An Unexpected Word. And the reason why I did that from that perspective, An Unexpected Word, because many times, with the emphasis on fighting against God, many times when we receive a word that we never expected.
Yes.
We're challenged to make a decision. Mm-hmm. And many times we make the wrong decision. And the right decision is to walk humbly before God. The wrong decision is to walk away from God and continue to walk in self. But many times when we have that unexpected word, and it's a word that we never expected, like I was sharing about while I was trying to put together a sermon for I thought was going to be for somebody else, for a ministry. But God turned around and said, no, I'm speaking to you. I never expected that word.
Yeah.
You know, and I was hurt in the process because, whoa, God, you're talking to me. Mm. Now I'm challenged.
Got up close and personal.
Got up close and personal. That's so right. Either I could follow through and walk in humility and say, okay, I understand what you're saying. Yep. Okay, I accept it. Or I could turn around and walk away and say, no, this message was for them, not for me.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and then in that whole thing, I would be basically fighting against God because God wants to communicate with me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And God wants to get personal with me and tell me about my things that I'm going through. You know, and he wants me to deal with those issues. And that's why he's revealing these things to me. But if I push him away, then I'm fighting against him.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to be careful that I not. Because eventually you step into the realm of grieving the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I'm sinning.
Grieving the Holy Spirit. Grieve the Holy Spirit long enough. Strong delusion. You begin to believe the lie. And your whole life becomes a lie.
Well, a lot of times, you know, it's just like small kid time. Whenever we start pointing the one finger at someone, we still get the three pointing back at us. God just tells us, hey, try to look at your hand. You try pointing at everybody else, but I'm talking to you right now.
You know, we have a common tendency because of our human nature to always blame somebody.
Mm.
But we never want to take the blame on ourselves.
Amen.
Now,
deflection.
Now, everybody makes mistakes.
Guaranteed.
Everybody makes mistakes.
That's right.
So for those of our brothers who are incarcerated and our sisters who are incarcerated, some of them just made mistakes.
Amen.
Yep. Some of them are career criminals, but some
there's
of them
some
just
honest
make, yeah, make honest mistakes. And what we got to do is not condemn them.
That's right.
We got to pray for them. We got to you know, mm-hmm. try to bring them back into society and accept them and help them. Because if we only continue to condemn them, we need to be careful because we may be fighting against God.
Mm-hmm.
And simply put, because we don't know the whole situation. Maybe God has them there for a reason.
That's right.
Now, what we got to remember is, when we look at the story of Joseph, didn't Joseph end up in prison?
That's right.
If you go back and you look at the life of Joseph, Joseph was innocent in everything that he did.
But
because there was jealousy against him,
he
was sold out to slavery and he ended up in prison.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, God had a purpose.
Oh, yeah.
God had a purpose. Mm. And so everyone who was coming against Joseph, they were fighting against God, basically. Mm-hmm. But God had a purpose for Joseph. And I'm saying that there are many of our brothers and sisters who are incarcerated. God still has a purpose for them, but we don't know. But maybe they're in that incarcerated state. God is working out his plan and his purpose for their lives.
You know, for many of them inside it, they can't understand that because they feel that they've lost control. Well, pretty much you have to come to that point where you lose control so that God is in control. You see, because when you try to do things on your own, that's where you get into trouble a lot of the times. And like we always say with Free Inside Ministry, you're going through a time of correction so that you are able to make the connection with God, and then he'll give you the direction he wants you to go in. But it's just like anything else. If you ever see a lifeguard rescue someone, as soon as the lifeguard gets there, they have to be very cautious because that person has a lot of energy
and
they're going to make the lifeguard drown. Sometimes God is like the lifeguard, but he's waiting for you to get real tired. You gotta splash around. Yeah, splash around where you know you're going to muck it right there. And then so when he comes to rescue you, all you do is hold on. Because you're not going to fight against the one who's come to save you.
Amen.
And you're going to let him save you. And what happens when you save him? Now you have life.
Pastor Bula, you know this phrase, for your ministry, Free Inside Ministry.
Amen.
Very profound.
Mm-hmm.
Very profound statement. Free Inside Ministry. Because though our brothers and sisters may be incarcerated physically, the point of this ministry is to free them on the inside.
Yes, amen.
Free them on the inside. Give them hope.
Amen.
Give them purpose. Give them direction
showing
them that God still loves them and God still cares. And God is still working out his plan
for
their lives.
Yes, for their lives.
One of the hardest challenges that we have is when we share with our brothers and sisters and we explain that, you know, our life here on earth is but a vapor. It's so short. And if we truly believe in God and when we truly believe to live for eternity, we had a brother once and he says, you know, I'm really getting upset. I just want to snap because I'm not going to be there for my daughter's wedding because I'm locked up. And I said, if you were to tell your daughter, would you want daddy there for one day or would you rather have daddy there for eternity? She's going to tell you eternity. Just tell her to take plenty of pictures and take a video.
Amen.
I mean, it's only one day, but you're going to spend a lifetime in eternity with her once you get out of your incarceration. And I said, the sooner she get married, the plus side is now you're going to be on grandpa. So
that's
I said,
you got to rejoice.
I said, don't trip her out and get negative on her. What you got to do is lift her up, pray for her, and tell her how proud you are of her, how happy you are for her, and tell her, don't worry about you. Enjoy your day, and daddy going to be with you soon.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, I was talking to my brother, because my brother's incarcerated. Mm-hmm. I believe he's over in California right now. Mm-hmm. He was sentenced for 20 years.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And I remember prior to him going into prison, and we were going through the trials and everything, and I was telling him, brother, I think it's time for you to come to Jesus.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
It's time for you to seriously come to Jesus. And I remember what he told me. He says, I tried that. Never worked.
Mm.
And the attitude that was behind that, you know, because he always put the blame on everybody else,
yep.
not
mm-hmm.
on himself. I said, nobody else put you there but yourself because of what you had done. Mm. And you got to come to terms with that. You cannot deny it.
Yeah.
You got to come to terms
That's
with that,
fact.
Accept it. And when you have accepted, you can start looking for God's mercy and
Amen.
God's grace and God's forgiveness. Because though man put this sentence on you, God can release you.
That's
as
right.
he's done to these men who were locked in
Amen.
Prison. He freed them.
And confused everybody.
And confused everybody.
What are you doing
everybody.
Back in the temple?
And I'm seeing that God can do it even through
yes.
the system.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Can bring you out.
Hallelujah.
And I've seen him do it many, many times before.
Yes.
But you've got to be true.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be set free on the inside.
Set free on the inside.
You have to be set Amen. Free on the inside.
Stop
you
fighting
have to
with God.
Completely give your life over to God. And I tell you what, God will know.
Yes.
God you, may, knows you may be thinking you might pull one over on God because
oh, no,
a
no,
lot
no,
of people
no.
I've heard who tries to go that route.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get out and they're no
they
different.
Buckle loose.
Yeah,
they
buckle loose. But
yeah.
God knows. How can you hide that? How can you hide that from God when God knows all
cannot
things?
Cannot hide it from
Think
God.
Of the scenario. You could have someone who say, and we know some brothers personally, sentenced to life in prison. Yet I truly sit here tonight and tell you that they are more free than probably everyone else I know on the outside.
Amen.
Or you can have someone who is free, they're not in prison, but yet they're so in bondage by the sin around their hearts and their lives. They're more locked up than anybody I know in prison. I mean, look at the different scenarios. It's how we look with our eyes, but then you have to look at it with the eyes of Christ.
Amen.
Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Amen. You know, I heard this testimony yesterday at one of our Bible studies. And there, the couple of guys, they were testifying about them going into prison, to the prison ministries to help, to minister to the brothers. And one guy was telling the other guy, hey, when you go in, just listen. No talk too much, because if you think you know a lot, these guys know more than you. Because
oh,
they
yeah.
read the Bible every day.
Yes, they know.
He said, and they're going to know if you know your Bible or
oh,
not.
Yes.
So listen to me. Don't make like you know everything
That's right.
yeah.
when you go in there, because they got nothing else to do but read.
It's
you know,
time to read.
But you know, Pastor, they know the word here in the mind.
Yeah.
It's that connection when they know the word in the heart. And there's one scripture that just keeps coming to me as we're talking about don't wrestle with God, don't fight with God, because that's a sin.
Mm.
Yeah.
And the wages of sin is death.
Amen.
And if you in this passage that we read today, you know, like when the teacher of the law was telling them, oh, don't do it, because there's these situations of these two examples that Brother was strong and mighty and a lot of backup, and guess what? They're dead.
Again, if the work is of man, it's not going to last.
It's going to
add
it'll
to
fail.
Nothing. But if the work is of God,
Hallelujah.
It'll have a lasting
Hallelujah.
Effect.
Hallelujah.
Like
my brothers
Christ.
And sisters.
You know,
anything with the
in
Lord.
In his death, they thought that all his disciples would be scattered.
Right.
But imagine that. No matter how much Christians the Roman army killed in their attempt to stamp out Christianity.
Here we are.
The more
today.
They killed, the more came.
That's right.
The more they killed, the more came.
Yes.
Energizer
Amen.
Bunnies.
Yeah. They just kept
coming
because of truth. Because truth was being spoken. Christ had died for the sins of the world, and people kept coming because
and the truth will set you free.
And the truth will set you free. And they gave their lives totally and completely
Praise
to
the
God.
You know, my brothers and sisters, I want to give a word of advice. Do not get caught up in a doctrinal dissertation by those who want to expound on the Word of God and the esoteric development of the Old Testament and the New Testament.
Oh, good word, Bula.
There's a lot of people that know the book. They can quote scriptures forward and backwards, sideways and upside down. But you see, we at Free Inside, we're not bookerized. We're authorized. Hallelujah. Because we know the author. You see, don't feel bad because you can't recite verses by memory. Don't feel bad that you don't know where this certain book is in the Bible. If you know Jesus, you're on the right path. It's Amen. That personal relationship. Amen. And for you Bible scholars out there that are in prison, God bless you.
God bless you.
But don't use that as a weapon against That's your brothers right. and sisters. Live I've seen that word. Happen too many times where you intimidate others with Live the knowledge the God word. Has bestowed upon you. Instead of intimidating, you should be lifting them up in prayer Amen. In the name of
Encouraging
Jesus.
Them.
Pastor Keith, can you close us in prayer this evening, please?
Sure.
Thank let's, you, Jesus.
Let's pray. Blessed are you, Lord our God. You are the eternal Lord. God and King of the universe.
Yes, you
Blessed
are.
Blessed be your holy name. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for every opportunity that we have to share your word, to bring the light of your word to those who are within the sound of our voices, Lord
yes,
God.
Lord.
As our voices go out over the airway, we lift up those who are incarcerated.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Lift the sick, the afflicted. And we just thank you, Lord God, Lord. For this program, Free Insight Ministry, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, that you not only bless the program, but bless the station, Lord God,
and
everything, Lord God, so that according to your word, all things will work out together for the good.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
to those
hallelujah.
Who love you, to those who have been called according to your plan and purpose. We give you glory, we give you honor and praise in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen.
In Jesus'
Amen.
Name. You know, we want to thank everyone once for tuning in. You know, remember, it's every night that we're available here. And we just got a few more moments that we wanted to share with everyone. And the fact is that we come not to discourage you. We come to encourage you. Our anchor
Amen.
Verse for our ministry is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans for hope and a future.
Hope and a future.
That's all we bring. We bring Amen. You the hope and the future that's only found in Jesus Christ, our
God's
Lord and
love.
Savior.
Hallelujah.
You know, and if the one thing that you could do tonight is just talk to God. Just He doesn't wait for an eloquent prayer. Don't wait for the hyperbolic words. Just say, oh, God, I had a rough day. I need your help. That's all he wants to hear. Just as a father hears his son, he wants to hear each and every one. It's from his son and his daughter to just talk story with them. And I tell you, he will give you the peace that you need, the peace to have
beyond
rest.
Beyond all understanding.
Peace that will go beyond Hallelujah. All understanding. Hallelujah. Well, we want to thank you for tuning in. Yeah, if you're tired of being messed up, come get blessed up with
yes.
us. And you know, we always tell you, you're too blessed to
be
stressed.
Stressed.
Go be that light in the darkness. Go be that beacon of hope for the hopeless.
Yeah, arise and shine.
Go preach about the love of Jesus. And if you have to, use a few words.
Amen.
We'll see you tomorrow night, 9:30. God bless you and God loves you.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.